Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz, send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates 975, you can text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch, comment in the chat. And been a pretty fun first hour after what's been a difficult week. Going to get a little beer talk here in just a moment. El Frodo said, to be fair, that was a bad trade proposal from the Hispanic delegation. What if we throw in Mario Lopez?
Pass on that.
Yeah. You guys Lopez. Keep him. Sorry.
What a bum.
All right. So do we have a...
Are we good?
Okay.
What the hell?
I thought he said we got him, and then I was like, okay. So we don't. Hey, guys, it's Mary. I drive chemical tankers, and I've had one of those days. That last segment had me laughing out loud on my way back to Beaumont from Conroe, and I needed that.
All right.
Awesome. Glad we could help. And now we're going to talk beer.
Yeah, we've got I've actually interviewed him before when I filled in for John Denman. He came all the way up here from San Antonio. So to people who aren't huge beer nerds in Houston, you may not know this brewery, but I'm telling you, this is one of the best breweries in the state of Texas, as his phone just disconnected. So
I'll go ahead, surprise on him.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and continue to tell you that this brewery is, especially if you're into stouts, which I know you are, Fred.
A little bit.
I would say that Weathered Souls does almost without a doubt the best stouts in the country or in the state. So, you know, and they also happen to be one of the very few black owned breweries. So, and Marcus is a black man. He's the owner and the brewer. What do we get? We got him. Okay. What'd you say? Okay, well, let's go ahead and get to Marcus, and I'll stop blabbing about him.
That's the longest intro ever.
But Marcus Baskerville from Weathered Souls Brewing in San Antonio joins us on the program. How you doing, Marcus?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well, man. So I was telling the people about your brewery because, you know, Houston people, we don't get as much of your sweet, sweet nectar as I would like, but... luckily, I'm a member, so I get my share. I just don't share it with anybody. But I was telling them, I think you're one of the best stout brewers in the country, easily. I think the best one in the state, and you are one of the few black brewers in this country. I mean, how rare is it? And I guess you would probably know the numbers better than me. How many black brewers are there in the U.S. right now?
Well, first, thank you for the kind words. But as far as what I'm familiar with, I wouldn't know the exact number on black brewers, but I want to say that there's around 21 to 25 black-owned breweries.
Okay. So it's a pretty rare thing. When you consider there's thousands of
breweries
in the country.
I mean, when you consider over 5,000 breweries in the United States, less than 30 of them are of black origin. Yeah, you know, it's an anomaly in the industry for sure.
So obviously, right now is a time where there's a lot of racial division in the country, and you know a lot going on. Obviously, we don't need to go over everything that's going on. We've been doing it for 2 days on this show, and you already know. But you decided to do something about it, and you came up with an idea. And I mean, this thing has grown like wildfire. So the initiative is called Black is Beautiful. You're basically, you said, I'm going to brew this beer, and here's the recipe. Any other brewery that wants to participate in this, please do. And tell me, who are the proceeds going to, and how many breweries have you gotten involved now?
So the last time I spoke to Kim, our social media guru and sales manager, I think we were in the 350 range. and that was earlier this afternoon. Numbers have pretty much been coming in, you know, by the minute, pretty much as far as the breweries that are signing up. So outside of that, what we're asking is for breweries to go ahead and donate 100% profit of the proceeds from this beer to local organizations, entities that support for police brutality reform and legal funds.
When you came up with this idea, did you expect there to be this much, you know, this much kind of reaction to it, that you did get this many breweries on board?
No, I didn't. originally, when I got this situated, I figured, you know, we might get 100, 150 breweries. You know, we're not that popular. I mean, you know, we're known, but we're not that popular compared to some of the bigger names. So the actual amount of breweries that have gone ahead and signed up and show support has been a very humbling experience.
Can you tell us about some of the other brewers, you know, like in our area, like in Houston? Do you have a list somewhere of which brewers in Houston are on board?
As far as who I've spoken to, I know that obviously Ingenious is involved. Those are, you know, some really good friends of ours. And then I know Baba is involved too. Let's see. We can actually look it up and see what type of. But I will say that Texas has been showing us the most out of everybody so far, which is amazing considering, you know, the views of Texas typically. Texas has really been showing up. So let's see, Houston. I guess Katie would be considered Houston a little bit. So Battle Hawk, we have Genius, we have Baba, Holler Brewing.
I'm pretty sure Sigma is on that list, and I think Urban South is on that list as well.
Yes, and Urban South is participating.
So it's been a good turnout, I think, from Houston breweries. Are there any breweries that you were like, you were super excited to see that they wanted to be on board, like some brewery that maybe you wanted to work with or
well,
you're a big fan
of?
You
know, when it comes to beer, I'm still like a beer fan. So there's still certain breweries that I really enjoy their beer or, you know, still like lightweight. I won't say a fanboy, but excited to see them. So there's actually been a few, like Side Project and Perennial. They, to me, they're the best stout producers in the country. So to get them involved is pretty amazing. Let's see. Other half involvement has been great. Sam has basically signed on to be like a personal mentor through this since they just experienced pretty much all of this with All Together platform. Trillium's getting involved. I want to say that the most, and I won't say I'm a fan, but the most profound brewery that I was like, oh, really? They want to be involved? I think so far is Founders contacted us today.
Oh, wow. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, this has actually already gotten bigger than the All Together project, right?
No, All Together project, I think they ended up doing 853.
Okay.
So we're definitely a long ways from that.
When do you plan on, you know, this is the cutoff date, this is when we're going to start brewing, what's the idea, and when do we think we'll start seeing these beers floating around?
So we're actually brewing our beer right now. That's why I didn't have my phone with me. And then as far as other breweries, I know some, because of production schedules and stuff like that, aren't able to brew the exact recipe. So I think some of the breweries that already have stouts in tanks that they're going to dedicate to this project or other beers, you're probably going to start seeing those within the next couple. And then ours is actually going to release 4th of July.
Okay. And is it, will any of that, will any kegs make it out here to Houston of you guys?
I'll make sure one gets out there.
My man. That's what I'm talking about. That's Marcus Baskerville from Weathered Souls Brewing in San Antonio. The Black is Beautiful project, which, by the way, if you haven't had his stouts, you're going to want to get your hands on this and all the proceeds. 100% of the proceeds from now almost 300 breweries going to police reform and to basically kind of fix, you know, what we've been talking about is broken in this country right now. So, man, I appreciate you doing this. I think it's an awesome cause, and I'm looking forward to tasting that beer, my man.
All right, perfect.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. That's Marcus Baskerville from Weathered Souls Brewing.
Sosa says, I now live in San Antonio, and Weathered Souls is outstanding. Their IPAs and doubles are on point.
Yeah, they've got it going on, man. That's the best brewery in San Antonio, hands down.
I have to make a trip out there.
Yeah.
Last time I went to San Antonio, I didn't go to any breweries. So once things open up a little bit, I may do a weekend there or something just to get the hell out of here.
They got a nice little outdoor area. It's good place.
Cool. All right,
and obviously doing something for a really good cause.
Well, that's a pretty cool deal. It's a thing that we've talked about with the Rona. It's one of the things that you can help out just by going and buying a beer.
Yep,
that's not the worst thing in the world. So if you can do it, if you're in,
you're going to drink it anyway. Just do it.
Yeah. If not, I'll drink it.
Right.
If you don't like it, if it's a stout, I'll take it. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in here on a Friday as we roll toward the weekend. We have lots. You know what? We're going to keep it positive today. Like, that's a positive thing we just talked about, right?
Yeah.
Well, beer's always positive.
Yeah.
So we're just going to keep it rolling. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. So we've seen a lot of people say and do some stupid stuff that's gotten them fired. Did you see the LA Galaxy released this guy, Alexander Katai, because of what his wife posted on? This is one thing. Wives of athletes really should not.
No, they ever. Shouldn't even have social media.
No, it shouldn't
unless
be allowed.
You're Kate Upton and you're just
posting booby
pictures.
Well, you are already famous.
Yeah, she's more famous than her husband, to be honest.
In one since deleted Instagram post, his wife wrote a profane caption in Serbian, calling on police officers to kill those protesting racial injustice. Another post, also deleted, showed an apparent looter holding a Nike box, to which she wrote, "Black Nikes matter."
Oh.
And
soccer's
been
really bad racism problem, don't they? Like,
oh,
more
yeah.
than what we deal with here, even.
Yeah, well, especially in Italy. Remember, we had kind of a running joke of all the crap that was going on in Italy. So yeah, now her Serbian husband now out of work because of her.
Damn. Wow.
So
hard times.
Yeah, I can kind of see that. You know, I mean, you're married to somebody, and that's the crap they're spouting. I don't know if you saw that. There's a story here in Houston. I got to see if I can find it now. About another. I mean, we could just do a whole dumbass report on the whole protest thing now, because that's just dumb. I mean, what do you do? There's a Law and Order spinoff writer got fired for posting a picture of him with his gun and basically, you know, telling looters to stay the bleep out. Did you see that?
No, I did not see
that. Yeah, basically there's a new spinoff of Law and Order featuring Christopher Maloney, who was Detective Stable. I'm really excited when they start doing it. But one of the writers tweeted out something to the effect of, "Sunset is being looted two blocks away from me. You think I won't light mother bleepers up who are trying to bleep with my property I walked all my life, worked all my life for? Think again." And there's a picture of him with a mask and a gun in all black. And he got fired.
Mom.
Yeah, so maybe just be a little careful here, guys.
Yeah.
And if you're a famous person and your wife likes to tweet stuff like that, then maybe you want to have a conversation with her.
Yeah.
Tell her not to do so. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And people keep sending me the story about the latest asteroid, which we've already talked about, this asteroid coming towards Earth. Every one of these stories start off the same. Asteroid to pass near Earth. Yeah, it's like 3 million miles away.
Yeah,
and
it's the size of a stadium.
They put it in the last line there. Yeah, it's the size of a stadium. I was thinking, though, what stadium? Is it Jerry World? That's pretty big.
That is big.
What if it's what if it's BBVA?
I mean, it's still pretty big.
It'd do some damage. Asteroid. Well, yeah, it'd do some damage. But we're going to have to go watch that stupid show again with the asteroid. What was it? Deep Impact? Where Morgan Freeman's a president?
Yeah.
Like, I wish Morgan Freeman would just be president. Yeah, and play whatever actor he plays, whatever role he's playing as president, do that in real life. Play that guy. I don't know his politics. I don't know anything. But that's a guy I would get behind.
Yeah.
Just because he saved the planet. That's pretty good.
He's a hero.
I mean, yes, we lost the East Coast, but would that really be that big of a loss?
No. A lot of corona over there, actually. Yeah. What I've been hearing.
Well, there you go.
Did you see what's going on with the Athletic?
I did. I actually...
Bloodletting over there at the Athletic, man.
Yeah, well, and this kind of gets to a bigger issue that, frankly, sports websites, sports stations that don't make tons of money are going to be in trouble here. And if you're the Athletic, you can't afford it. You just can't afford to have people not really working right now. And they laid off 46.
Well, it's funny because you're right. You can't afford to have people not working. But they let go of Josh Gross, Chuck Mendenhall, Chad Dundas, and Dan Stupp, who are all we're all covering MMA for the Athletic, which is happening, you know, a lot right now. Like, you'd think, well, the Athletic, a subscription service, which to my guess is, like, you'd think, and I heard people talking about it on Twitter, you'd think a subscription service would be able to make it through this better than someone who's counting on ad dollars.
Yeah.
But if you subscribe to a sports related website and then sports stop happening, are you going to stay subscribed to that?
Well, and that's the thing. We talked about some of the things we cut out early.
Right.
Why would I now have an Athletic membership, but it's a write-off, basically.
Would you pay for the MLB package on your DirecTV this year?
Nope.
That would seem like a poor investment.
The NHL package. No.
Poor investment.
No.
So if you are paying for something like that monthly, when people are trying to tighten their budget, those types of things are easy to cut. And do I think that, you know, the Athletic has peaked and what everybody that they lose is going to be gone forever? Probably not. There's a lot of great things written on that website. And a lot of those guys I just mentioned, especially Josh Gross, who's come on our show several times, despite the fact that he's a Dodgers fan, is a very talented MMA writer.
Yeah.
And he wrote that awesome book about Muhammad Ali fighting Inoki and that sort of semi-pro wrestling work match.
Yeah.
But he's great. So it's not always about, you know, how good you are at your job or if you're writing about the right stuff. Sometimes it's just a matter of there's probably fewer subscribers right now on The Athletic than there were a year ago. There will probably be more a year from now, but this is part of this deal, man.
I don't know if there will be. I mean, I think the model they did initially was pretty good, and now they've expanded so fast, and that's kind of dangerous. And in that, when you start, because they're paying big salaries to a lot of talented people, and even, you know, no matter how many subscriptions you get, that's hard to keep up. You have to, you've got to streamline your model a little bit, and we'll see. Plus, there's so many good free sites out there. that some people just aren't going to go back. Now, I like it. I find it very useful. Is it worth $5 a month? I don't know. If I get one good story to talk about during the course of a month,
right.
Yeah, I think it is. And they've got some really talented writers. But, you know, I don't know. The other one, I don't know if you saw this. I mean, SB Nation had basically furloughed a bunch of people. But they are basically whacking 9% of their overall staff. And those guys had been furloughed since May the 1st. So furloughed staffers at SB Nation will be offered more favorable buyout package if they accepted them by May 31st. So that's another one. And, you know, Sports Illustrated, it's shed a bunch of its stuff. I get it, why they're doing it now. But I also think that there's a, you know, there's going to be a void here. If SB Nation goes away and the Athletic cuts way back,
yeah,
there's going to be a void.
And there you are with Sports Map, waiting to stick it in the void.
I'm just saying, some people see failures, others see opportunities. So, 713-780-3776. Deacon wants to know, do you suppose they have any low-carb options at that brewery? I think he wanted to make a run to San Antonio.
At Weathered Souls?
Yeah.
I mean, they do a lot of, like Pilsner lager-type beers, so they've got those that don't have a bunch of adjuncts in it, but I'll be honest, that's not what I'm looking to drink when I'm there. I'm looking to drink the big boy stouts and the hazy IPAs, the ones that are full of calories and deliciousness.
Man,
they have a beer called Brown Bag Lunches.
Yeah,
that tastes like a liquid peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's so good.
I've had one of their stouts before. I don't remember which one, and it was really good. But I may add that to my potential road trip place for the summer. Because I wouldn't mind getting back to San Antonio for a weekend. And
good a reason as any.
Yeah. Go visit that. So we never did get to talk about that bitch Carol Baskin.
We did not get to talk about that bitch Carol Baskin.
Well, she had a big win this week and a big loss.
What'd you say, Aaron? Oh, we got to hit a break first. Sorry.
Fine. Well, we use that as a tease. How's that?
Radio tease.
Yeah. Suck it, Aaron. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I was on top when it meant a lot. Still on top like I'm scared of the drop. Still on top and he's on a swap. On a swap like a sauce.
ESPN. 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. God, I probably watched this video 200 times. This is the Offspring cover. It has the dude
Why
doing...
Why don't we play this one? Why don't we play the original one?
Because this is better. The original sucks. Plus,
original's way better if you ask me. Joe Exotic. He had it going on.
No. If it really been him, that'd have been badass. But the fact that he paid some other guys to do the music.
Allegedly.
Well, that's what that bitch Carol Baskin says.
Although I do like during this video, they have masks on and they're, quote, singing into microphones and it doesn't sound any muffled like yours does.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but if you're actually watching the video, there's like four other instruments that aren't being played either. Maybe this video is just off of a, you know, they're lip syncing. Doesn't matter. The video's bleeping great.
You can't
great.
See their lips.
Well, there you go then. Done, right?
Lamont brought up that he said, I didn't want to go here, but you brought up the discussion of the three major sports stations in Houston. We're the only one that had to cut on-air talent. He said, I don't think 790 or 16 had to fire people, especially not personalities. And that's true as far as I know. I don't know of any that got canned over there. But I will say that's the benefit of having a cluster of stations where you've got massive billing stations attached to you that can carry. Because let's face it, 790 and 610, those aren't massive billing stations. Those aren't stations that make their clusters money. They float along, and it's you know, a nice place to run some games, which makes those companies feel good. But the truth of it is KLOL or whatever, Mega 101 and
KLT FM.
Those are the stations that make money. What's the one that
plays? It's just like when we were with KRBE. KRBE
exactly.
Drove the
whole
thing.
They carried us. Yeah. 100% carried us. And what's the big one that Sunny?
Sunny.
Oh, that thing is just a...
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got Sunny and you've got...
The Buzz.
Michael Berry.
740.
Yeah, if you've got
Sunny and
Michael
Berry, those four make money. The other ones are, eh.
You're loaded. You're good.
Yeah, and this is what we have. And we were doing fine. We were doing fine till the Rona, and then we weren't. So, and we have other pieces of the company too that help, but we don't have a station like that to carry things. And you know, it's unfortunate because I miss those guys, and I wish we didn't have to do anything.
We need to buy a Tejano station that will just pay for this whole place.
Yeah,
and we can just come in here and have no pressure, and. You know, live our lives.
See, I could do a show on there as the gringo.
Yeah.
And everything will just be como se dice, Freddy Fender in Espanol. That'll be the whole show. No?
Oh, well. I don't think that's a good idea.
Okay.
You don't speak good Spanish. Except, I mean, yours is about as good as that white guy in the valley, the quote-unquote white guy. But okay, back to Carole Baskin.
Yeah, let's get back to Carole Baskin. She had a win, though. She got the court gave her Joe
Exotic.
She
got Joe Exotic's ranch, which he's very upset about. But maybe 24 hours later, after she gets a big win, gets kind of a loss. A Florida sheriff has declared that the will of that bitch, Carole Baskin's missing husband, Don Lewis, was forged. They called in some experts to say that the will was a forgery, and I already had told them that 2 months ago. That's what Sheriff Chad Cronister said. And he says they had two experts deem it 100% a forgery. So his mysterious disappearance is now... Here's the thing, though. They say the investigation remains open. What are they going to find? They're not finding his body.
No, he got pooped out of a tiger 10 years ago. It's not. There's nothing left.
Yeah.
But.
I do think it's funny that, like, the day that she was able to, she took all the money. Like, I mean, it doesn't look good, but it's also hard to prove. And that's why you can't trust that bitch Carole Baskin.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. Yeah. I hate her so much. Everybody was so hateable in that show, though.
It really was. And nobody liked.
When they set it up by talking about people who are fans of big cats are crazy. And that was the whole thing thereafter. Oh, Granado's around? Let's hear from him.
He wants to talk about that bitch Carole Baskin?
No. Yo puedo hacer un programa en español, cabrones, no saben nada, hijos de la chingada, no mamen.
This sounds like a brown guy talking. Did he say anything we're not allowed to say? I don't know.
I have no idea.
God, Granado.
This is why if we do end up starting a Tejano station, don't put me in charge of the dump button on that
one. Yeah, Granado, you can't say that.
Si.
I don't know what you said, but I'm pretty sure you can't say it. You should know better than that.
Mm. Si or no. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
Colts fan Jose says, good, Houston needs a Tejano station. Yeah, we do. Can't believe no one's thought of that yet. Oh, wait. I'm pretty sure they're the top billing station in the whole city.
It wouldn't make any money, but I still would like to do a really cool rock station.
No, they don't make money.
No, and that's why we don't have one here. But I'd like to do kind of like they have the Big Dog in Beaumont. It drives me nuts. Like, I'll go out anywhere in the country. Like, I'll go to Beaumont, and they've got a rock station, and it's a good one. I go to Swift Current, Saskatchewan. They've got a good rock station, like a good mix. You know, not all oldies, not all new stuff, but just a little bit of everything. And here, I mean, the Buzz is the closest thing we have, and it's not really a rock station. I want something like that old 101. KLOL used to be.
I think maybe John is just trying to show his worth. If we do flip formats to Tejano, that he's ready to go. Which I'm not, personally.
I'm being told that guy just cussed a lot in Spanish.
Oh, great.
So.
John would never do that, so I'm just going to pretend like that didn't happen.
Yeah. Colin cusses out in Italian. People are less likely to know that. Apparently, a bunch of 57 Buffalo police officers resigned from special unit in solidarity with the two officers suspended for allegedly pushing a 75-year-old man.
Allegedly. No, I saw it. Well, unless the film is doctored, I saw it.
Well, and let's be fair before
Are we going to leave room for that, wiggle room?
Well, if I had a dime for every fake video I've seen on Twitter in the last week, I'd be pretty well off. I mean, if that's what happened, then why are these guys supporting him? That was completely out of line. But hey, whatever, man.
Yeah,
you guys do you. Who do you trust more, Carol Baskin or Courtney Love?
Ooh. Ooh.
Huh.
Boy. I'll go Courtney Love.
Ooh.
Only because. Yeah, I don't know. Probably because Courtney Love had less to gain than Carol Baskin did.
Yeah.
Like Carol Baskin, Courtney Love wasn't, it's not like she was hurting for money. I mean, she had her own money, first of all. Now, she didn't have Nirvana money.
Right, right.
But it's not like she was a poor. I mean, Carol Baskin became an overnight multimillionaire. Well, not overnight. She had to wait for the life insurance to come through. But yeah, I don't think there was any. I'm not saying that Courtney Love didn't kill Kurt Cobain, because she easily could have, but I feel like she had less to gain by his death than that bitch Carol Baskin had to gain.
Yeah, I'm gonna go the bitch Carol Baskin.
Yeah,
and the fact that the bitch has become her first name in such a short time by everyone on the planet, I think she wins.
Yeah.
People mentioning like the Eagle. Yeah, that's good for classic rock, but it's a classic rock station.
The Eagle.
I guess it's probably the best one we have, but that's not what I'm looking for.
You want like a station kind of like the Buzz, except they don't play Gorillaz every 10 minutes. Like a song that came out 25 years ago that they somehow think is like new and alternative, and they don't try to pretend like Imagine Dragons are a rock band. Like, that's what I need, a rock station that does that.
I guess if I could combine, like, Ozzy's Boneyard, Turbo, Octane, and Hair Nation, and pull songs from all those, that would be my station.
Okay.
There's two stations I would model it after. Two terrestrial stations.
Okay.
KISS in San Antonio, 99.5, okay. Because they still keep up. And 93X in Minneapolis.
Okay.
Because they keep up with active rock.
Austin has the same issue. Their rock station is called 101X, and they're still playing, like, I Come From the Water by the Toadies. Yeah. Like, they've got the same 25 songs that they play over and over, and every once in a while they'll be like, oh, here's a new song from some guy from 20 years ago that you liked then, and now he's made some new music. We're going to play it once, and then for the rest of the week, we're going to play his old stuff again.
That's why when you, well, your market and what people are willing to listen to dictates, because there's one in Denver that plays almost all new music and very few old school jams, because that's what people in Denver want. They want to be the hipsters. We heard it first.
So I like to listen to rock music on occasion. And I like, there's a few stations on Sirius that I like. I like Channel 41, which is called Turbo.
Yeah, that's one of the ones that I would draw from.
But that's like a lot of 90s and 2000s rock.
Yeah, but if you pull the best songs from that, okay, that's part of my concept.
I like Lithium, which is also some 90s rock. It's like it's very similar. They play a lot of, you know, Nirvana and Stone Temple Pilots and, you know, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, that kind of stuff. And they play like Green Day and Weezer too. So they they've got a little mix. And I also like this a station called Octane, which is 37, and they're playing like metal songs. Maybe you've heard of the band, maybe you haven't.
Right.
But it's all new. And they'll and that what they'll do is they'll say you can hear some of their old stuff on channel 41.
Right.
But this is their new stuff. I get that it's hard to make a station that can do all of those things, maybe impossible, because you'd probably pay too much old stuff or too much new stuff one way or the other. But
I don't know, because he wasn't really listening to me, was he?
When I said two of those would be, I was trying to describe what the stations are.
But I mean, that, I think you could. I think you pull. And plus, the way I would structure it, like you'd have a show like on, let's say, 6 o'clock at night, where some guy, it would be every night each week, it would be something a little bit different. Like the, tonight will be. Let's look back at the best 90s grunge. Okay. And then the next night it'll be, hey, let's do the best 80s hair bands. Let's do the best 2000s alternative. But what I consider alternative, not what they call alternative now, which got to have guitars in it. It's got to be, it's got to have some pump to it. To me, like the line of demarcation for alternative is Smashing Pumpkins. You have to be harder than Smashing Pumpkins.
Does Smashing Pumpkins count?
To me, they're like the line.
Okay.
Like anything that's not.
But they're on the good side of the line. They're allowed.
But they're the bottom. They're the very bottom.
Okay.
But they're the line. So to me, they count as what alternative was, at least when it came out. Because they were an alternative band.
Certainly.
But some of the stuff they play now they call alternative, it's just pop.
Yeah. Like Imagine Dragons.
Yeah. There you go.
Imagine Dragons is not a rock band.
No. Where do you classify Radiohead?
Radiohead's a, I mean, they're not a pop band.
No, but they're not heavier than Smashing Pumpkins.
But Radiohead is also like a band that's gone through like 100 phases and played all kinds of different music over their time. So think about a band called, are you familiar with a band called the Gin Blossoms, Fred?
Yeah, very much so.
So they've had several phases, like, they've had phases where they're like these... They dress up in like fancy clothes and they're like whimsical and kind of, and then they've had like where they wore flannel shirts and there's different phases of bands. Radiohead certainly falls into that. They've had some rock albums. They've also had some albums that I would maybe call some sort of electronica, but they're playing their instruments. Although Nine Inch Nails is a lot of electronica and we would consider them heavy enough.
Well, Jethro Tull played a flute, so I think there's some room.
That's true.
That was the coolest thing about the space launch the other day, was I didn't realize that astronaut had played a duet with the dude from Jethro Tull while she was on the space station, and he was on Earth. That was pretty cool, as a total aside. But one of the things that we'd have to have on this station is personalities, right? That's what made 101 great.
Right.
Like, I would make Juggalo Trey a superstar on this station.
Okay. I tried that on this station.
I know,
it didn't quite work out.
For this audience, I think it'd be great. All I need is about $10 million. I could make this happen. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I come from the water. I come from the water.
I come from the water. I come from the water. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Tyler said he wants to help with this station. Tyler would be the program director, pretty sure. And, Aaron, you got to keep running this show, man.
I mean, what about me?
You got a station to program.
I'm looking to get rid of this one.
but I think we could do it. I'm probably about $10 million. We could use the space here and pay some rent to Gal Media so they'd make a little bit out of it.
Okay.
And, you know, we could get some personalities going and do some crazy bleep. I think it's got potential. And I would be the late night Johnny Fever guy. That would be me. So that's it. Just $10 million. Nothing to it, right?
Yeah, big deal.
That's like a dinner tip from Cal McNair.
I'm sure you could find an investor.
Probably. But yeah, but it would not be anything that's called alternative now. $550. Somebody said, have you seen the LA Galaxy's player's wife, ugly bleep? I would be mad as hell because an ugly bee got me fired.
Sir, that's his wife. I'm sure she's beautiful to him, or he met her before he got rich and famous.
Yeah, I'm not going to say she's beautiful on the inside, that's for sure.
Yeah. it's what's on the outside that
it's what you say outwardly.
I don't know how it works.
Somebody earlier was asking me how you feel about Kellerman saying no one cares about hockey. I don't care what Max Kellerman says. That's his job, is to get people talking about what he says.
Listen, that is his job. The truth is, hockey's not there. There is no big four sports. Like, it's a good ways behind. And you can tell by the way they're paid. I mean, and the way that they're, like, their television contracts. They're a good way behind the other ones. Does nobody care? That might be a stretch.
Well, that is a stretch.
That's like saying nobody cares about golf.
Well, that's one of my pet peeves, is nobody cares, guys. No, yeah. You don't care. But that doesn't get you clicks and ratings to say, I don't care about hockey.
There's, like, hockey has there's a hardcore fan base. Just like there is for golf or tennis, which, by the way, there's plenty of people who watch those sports. Yeah. And that's why those athletes are able to make so much money.
Absolutely.
Hell, MMA, is it as big as football and the NBA? No. But that doesn't mean no one cares about it. I mean,
it's just hyperbole. It's just what they do on those shows. And so, no, I don't really
care. I do agree
that
when I was a kid, like, everyone talked about the big four sports. I don't feel like hockey is still in that conversation, because I don't think most American kids can't name more than 5 or 10 hockey players.
I think it depends on where you grow up. I mean, if you grow up in the Midwest, Chicago, well, even New York, places like that, where they have rinks and kids skate and they go through.
People around here care a lot less.
Well, people around here are going to care more about baseball, because that's what you guys have.
We all grow up playing.
But in that part of the country, those kids are playing hockey. So I think it's more interest than you think, but it's not. They're still lagging behind the others.
My younger son wants to play hockey, and I told him no.
That's expensive as hell, man.
That's what I found.
And my wife's cousin has her son is now the backup goalie for Prince Albert, which was, well, of course, they're not playing right now, but it's
Prince Albert.
Yeah, in a can. Which is junior hockey up there, which is huge. That's where they basically get guys to go to the NHL. They go through junior hockey first. And she's been dragging him to tournaments every weekend since been married almost 11 years now, since I've known her. He was a tiny little kid, and it's finally paid off that he's got a shot to be a pretty good player. But she's been doing that with 4 kids, with equipment and everything else, every single weekend for about 10 years, which is not unlike what you're going to wind up doing with your kids.
And, well, but it won't be hockey. I can tell you that, because I looked into it. Oh,
no, it's
it makes baseball look cheap.
Yeah, but
which, by the way, baseball being such an expensive sport is BS. It's nonsense. It's a racket they're running on us. Scam.
That's why it's a white people sport.
I know.
But you know, now that's Canada. But there's a lot of people in the Midwest around Chicago. I have a friend in Chicago whose kids grew up playing, and so it is different. Like, because the Blackhawks are as big as anybody in Chicago.
The Black what?
The Blackhawks, the Chicago Blackhawks. Okay. Yeah, stop. Just stop.
Well, you went from Prince Albert to.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, that team's as big as anybody in Chicago, really. Maybe not the Bears, but pretty damn close. But.
Not the Cubs.
I think they probably are. I mean, that's.
The Cubs, team that won. People love them even when they suck. Yeah,
but the Cubs, though, are more of a national team, because it goes back to the cable and all that stuff.
Yeah, but even like being around that neighborhood, it's like that's a.
Yeah, I would highly suggest, though, that next time you're there, go to a Blackhawks game. It's pretty freaking amazing.
I definitely know the Blackhawks are ahead of the Bulls in that town, which is funny. Well, when you really think about, like, And the Bulls are a pretty accomplished franchise. But
the Blackhawks recently had a run just like the Giants did in San Francisco. Every other year they were in it.
Yeah. So 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Dude on the Twitch channel, what's up with these guys? AJ, that look ain't it, Chief, and Fred. I mean, bruh.
That look ain't it, Chief? Bro, maybe you're in the wrong tribe if you think that it look ain't it. Yeah, there's a lot of people who have been hating on my facial hair. Guys who have tiny balls and are afraid to let their freak flag fly.
Yeah, listen, TX, I get it. I mean, when you got a really small penis, it's important to make fun of the way other people look. And it makes you feel better about yourself. It's okay. You know, just it'll get better. Well, no, it won't for you. But, right. You know, I can go cut this anytime I want. If AJ can shave that anytime he wants.
My wife would prefer that I do that immediately. But
you get to walk around with an inchworm the rest of your life.
She's not the boss of me.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
That was it. She's not the boss of me. That was it. The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
Are you familiar with the Spanish porn star Nacho Vidal?
I am now.
So you did see this?
I did see this, yeah.
All right, this story is freaking bizarre, man. Nacho Vidal and two others were briefly detained last Friday on suspicion of manslaughter after a photographer died during a toad venom ritual. The, quote, mystic ritual. All right, just PSA here. If a porn star wants you to do a mystic ritual with him and it involves toad venom, politely decline. But he considers himself to be innocent. It was an unfortunate accident. But if there was a photographer who used a pipe to inhale the substance, which comes from
You've never done that?
No, I've never done toad venom. Have you?
No, but okay. I would.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just now talking myself into trying mushrooms. So
I probably would do toad venom if I didn't have kids. Now I'm sort of soft, like, you know, in my old age. I'm like, maybe I shouldn't do a bunch of cocaine tonight. You know, maybe I shouldn't do toad venom. But I mean, I still think about it.
Now put the meth back on the shelf.
Study from 2019 suggested it may have therapeutic properties, such as easing anxiety and depression. But there was a limited understanding of its effects in humans. So death is obviously one of the effects.
That's a risk.
So Mr. Vidal.
Wise guys.
They say Mr. Vidal. I'm going to call him Nacho. Mama named him Nacho. I'm going to call him Nacho. Has previously promoted use of the toad's venom online, including in YouTube videos. He's been featured in hundreds of pornographic movies. He's been under investigation for 11 months over the death of this photographer. So we'll see what happens. The lawyer says, of course, the lawyers are always going to have a different take. Said the photographer had previously tried the substance and wanted to try it again in a comfortable environment. He denied suggestions that Nacho had acted as a shaman during the ritual, saying his client was very upset by the death of this person. Shaman. I'd like to be a shaman. If I can't run a rock station, but a shaman.
Yep.
All right, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
314 says, I've smoked the toad venom. Amazing. Mike Tyson is all about it, too.
Well, if Mike Tyson's all about it, I mean...
Yeah.
Probably just do it.
Does he still have a tiger? All right. Jeffrey said that he just used bro and chief in the same statement. I mean, that has small penis written all over it.
Man, I can't believe someone hated on my facial hair. That's a grown man.
Yeah, you can't.
Almost listen. Every grown man I've met has been like, respect that, bro. Respect that. But that's all right. Haters going to hate.
Chuck says, Fred, for the love of God, get a haircut, brother. I got two words for you guys. It ain't about what you like. You don't get to tell me what to do. I'm going to grow this bleep out as much as I want, whether you like it or not. I'm not trying to bang any of you. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Big bus. Turn a kitchen counter to a strip club. For the
ESPN 97.5.